Hi, this is the third part of TensorFlow interview questions and answers. This podcast includes a list of common TensorFlow interview questions to give you an idea of what you can expect in a TensorFlow interview. So, let's get started. Question 41. Mention some products built using TensorFlow? Answer: TensorFlow built the following products: Airbnb, Pinterest, Spotify, Deep Dream, AlphaGo, Google Translate, Google Photos. Question 42. What are the use cases of TensorFlow? Answer: Here are some common applications of TensorFlow. Natural Language Processing, NLP. Speech and Audio Recognition. Reinforcement Learning. Time Series Analysis. Question 43. What is Model Quantization? Answer: Model quantization is a technique used in machine learning and deep learning to reduce the memory footprint and computational requirements of a neural network model. It involves converting a full precision model, where weights and activations are typically represented as 32-bit floating point numbers, into a lower precision format. Question 44. What are the different levels of model quantization? Answer: There are different levels of quantization. Post-training quantization. This approach involves converting an already trained full precision model into a quantized format. The weights and activations are quantized after the model training is complete. This is a relatively simple process and can be applied to any pre-trained model without retraining. Quantization-aware training. In this approach, the model is trained while considering the quantization process. During training, certain modifications are made to the training process to mimic the effects of quantization. This ensures that the model's performance doesn't degrade significantly when using lower precision representations during inference. Question 45. Name some popular optimizers used when training a model. Answer: Here are some of the commonly used optimizers. Momentum, Edigrad, Atom, RMSprop, EdaDelta, Stochastic Gradient Descent. Question 46. What are tensors? Answer: Tensors in TensorFlow resemble arrays in programming languages, but they stand out due to their ability to handle higher dimensions. They can be seen as a generalization of matrices, forming n-dimensional arrays. TensorFlow offers techniques to create tensor functions and efficiently compute their derivatives, distinguishing tensors from NumPy arrays. Question 47. How can data be loaded into TensorFlow? Answer: There are two methods to load data into TensorFlow prior to training machine learning algorithms. One, in-memory data loading. This approach involves loading the data directly into the system's memory as a single array unit. It is the simplest and most straightforward way to load data. 2. TensorFlow Data Pipeline. This method utilizes the built-in APIs provided by TensorFlow to load the data and efficiently feed it to the algorithm through a data pipeline. Question 48. What is the simple working of an algorithm in TensorFlow? Answer: 5 main steps are involved in the working of the majority of algorithms in TensorFlow. 1. Data import or data generation, in addition to setting up a data pipeline. 2. Data input through computational graphs. 3. Generation of the loss function to evaluate the output. 4. Backpropagation to modify the data. 5. Iterating until the output criteria are met. Question 49. What are the methods that can be used to handle overfitting in TensorFlow? Answer: To address overfitting when using TensorFlow, 3 effective methods can be employed. Batch normalization, regularization techniques, dropouts. Question 50. What are the languages that are supported in TensorFlow? Answer: TensorFlow supports a range of programming languages, with Python being the primary and preferred language. Additionally, experimental support is being developed for other languages like Go, Java, and C++. The open source community is also working on creating language bindings for Ruby, Scala, and Julia. Question 51. What are managers in TensorFlow? Answer: In TensorFlow, managers are responsible for handling various activities related to servable objects, including loading, unloading, lookup, and lifetime management. Question 52. What are TensorFlow servables? Answer: TensorFlow servables refer to the objects used by client machines to perform computations. These objects can vary in size and may contain a range of information, such as entities from lookup tables to tuples required for inference models. Question 53. What are TensorFlow abstractions? Answer: TensorFlow provides certain libraries for abstraction, including Keras and TFSlim. These abstractions offer high-level access to data and model lifecycle, simplifying code maintenance and significantly reducing code length for programmers using TensorFlow. Question 54. What are the differences between TF.variable and TF.placeholder in TensorFlow? Answer: The major differences between the TF.variable and TF.placeholder are: TF.variable defines values for variables that change with time. In contrast to this, TF.placeholder defines inputs that don't change with time. TF.variable needs initialization when defined, but TF.placeholder does not need initialization during defining. Question 55. What is a graph explorer in TensorFlow? Answer: A graph explorer in TensorFlow is a tool used to visualize graphs on TensorBoard. It facilitates the inspection of operations within a TensorFlow model, making it easier to understand the flow in the graph. Question 56. How is variable lifetime tracked in TensorFlow? Answer: The lifetime of a variable in TensorFlow is tracked automatically after its initialization using the tf.variable.initializer operation. Once the variable has been used and is no longer needed, the session might be closed, and the variable can be destroyed through the tf.session.close operation. Question 57. Can TensorFlow be deployed onto a container architecture? Answer: Yes, TensorFlow can be deployed onto a container architecture, such as Docker. Containerization tools, when used in conjunction with TensorFlow, are particularly useful for deploying various models that require tasks like text classification using convolutional neural networks. Question 58. Differentiate between TensorFlow and PyTorch. Answer: TensorFlow and PyTorch can be differentiated as follows. TensorFlow is developed by Google, whereas PyTorch is developed by Facebook. TensorFlow lacks support for runtime graph operations. On the other hand, PyTorch offers computational graph operations at runtime. TensorFlow provides TensorBoard for visualization, but PyTorch does not come bundled with visualization tools. TensorFlow is based on the Theano library, while PyTorch is based on the Torch library. Question 59. What statistical distribution functions are provided by TensorFlow? Answer: TensorFlow provides a range of statistical distribution functions, all available in the tf.contribution.distributions package. Some of the supported distributions include Beta, Bernoulli, Chi2, Dirichlet, Gamma, and Uniform. Question 60. Can you use TensorBoard without installing TensorFlow? Answer: Yes, TensorBoard, versions above 1.14, can be used in a standalone mode without installing TensorFlow. However, certain features might be redacted in this case. Supported plugins include Scalers, Image, Audio, Graph, Projector, Histograms, Mesh. Thank you for listening to our podcast.